USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The first shipment of coronavirus vaccines could be coming by the middle of December. Pfizer applied Friday for an emergency use approval from the FDA for their vaccine. When it receives that approval, the shots could quickly be in the hands of states' health departments. Dr. Monsef Slaoui says vaccines could be on their way to states 24 hours after an approval is granted. The chief advisor for Operation Warp Speed tells NBC's Meet the Press that it will then be up to the states to decide who would be the first to be vaccinated.
Within 24 hours from the approval, the vaccine will be moving and located in the areas where each state will have told us where they want the vaccine doses. And then it is each state that will decide specifically, based on the guidance from the ACIP and CDC, right, who they will vaccinate.
Coronavirus cases in the U.S. surpassed 12 million last week. This is USA Radio News.
For over 3 years, you've heard me rave about the MyPillow Premium Pillow from Mike Lindell. You've heard how they don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Well, now you can get the best deal ever on a MyPillow Premium Pillow, the ones that started it all. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings, and king-size pillows are only $5 more. This is the time to buy, because that 60-day money-back guarantee is now extended to March 1st, 2021. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, use my promo code USA. There you'll find this special and savings, deep discounts on all the MyPillow products, but only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, and use my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175. Tell them you want the USA Radio special on MyPillow Premium Pillows.
Kentucky's Attorney General is taking his boss to court over one of his coronavirus measures. Tim Berg has more from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
The Kentucky Attorney General has joined with the religious school to sue Governor Andy Beshear, a Democrat, to block his order that bans in-person instruction at religious schools. Beshear issuing the order last week that directs all public and private elementary, middle, and high schools to cease in-person instruction and transition to remote or virtual instruction beginning on Monday. AG Daniel Cameron, a Republican, says halting in-person instruction at religious schools would violate the First Amendment. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Two more members of the House of Representatives have tested positive for the coronavirus. Wisconsin Republican Congressman Brian Stile and Connecticut Democratic Congressman Joe Courtney are both self-isolating at home after their positive tests. More than 25 members of Congress have tested positive for the virus since the beginning of the pandemic. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
When confronted by burglars in his home earlier this month, one Chicago-area veteran grabbed an unusual weapon with which to defend himself. Kenneth Burns has the story from the USA Radio News East Coast Bureau.
An 81-year-old former Marine from suburban Chicago used his grandfather's antique Irish walking stick to chase off three burglars. Dan Donovan and his wife Barbara told the Pioneer Press Group that a man claiming to be a utility worker knocked on their door earlier this month requesting to check their fuse box, but something didn't feel right. They eventually found the poser and two other men in their bedroom. Dan Donovan reached for his grandfather's shalala, mollywopped one of them, and chased the men out of their house. Dan Donovan also delivered blows to the windshield and rear window of the SUV the intruders were in before they bailed. He said, quote, "I was trying to find some type of persuasive weapon." From the East Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Kenneth Burns.
In the NFL Sunday, the Pittsburgh Steelers remained the only undefeated team in the league by dropping Jacksonville 27-3. The Cincinnati Bengals likely lost quarterback Joe Burrow for the rest of the season to injury in their 20-9 loss to Washington. A Derrick Henry touchdown run in overtime lifted the Tennessee Titans over the Baltimore Ravens 30-24. The Indianapolis Colts also knocked off the Green Bay Packers 34-31 in the extra frame. The New York Jets moved to 0-10 on the year, falling to the L.A. Chargers 34-28. And the Kansas City Chiefs came from behind in the fourth quarter to down the Las Vegas Raiders 35-31. The L.A. Rams and Tampa Bay Buccaneers will wrap up Week 11 on Monday night. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.